Good to see everyone. Was asking. He definitely took me further than I was asking. I can remember when I first got married, I was working for Satoon Construction, me and father-in-law, and we had a foreman by the name of Tisa, and we was working 12 and 2, and it was, you know, he was missing a lot of service at that time, and I couldn't tell father-in-law my plan, because father-in-law is the type of guy, you got to work. If you're a man, he just feels like you have to work. So I was in the office and on the barge with Tisa, and he took it a liking to me for some reason, I don't know. But so we was talking. I said, boss, man, this is not what I really want to do. I said, I want to preach. He said, well, that's good. You want to preach. And those words, y'all took those words serious. He said, so you want to preach? Well, I'm going to take you further than what you are asking. Hence, this is where I'm at today. I wasn't asking to be a pastor. A pastor? I don't want to tend to sheep. I don't want to deal with people. I just want to preach. But then when I was singing, it just reminded me. I took you further than what you was asking. This cup. This is the cup you have for me. Here I am. And I thank him. And it's been wonderful. It came with some battles and some trials and tribulations. But it all came because disobedience. That's where it came from, my trials and tribulations. But just that song right there just reminded me. Took you further than what you was asking. Wow. His promises never fail. Never, ever, ever fail. Well, here we are, counting the Omer. We are in part 6. Brother Herman took my little line about the trivia question. So we're on day 42, week 6. And it's being filled with the set apart spirit. Be being filled. You got to continually to be filled. You got to remain filled. And that's a promise. That what an honor to be remain filled. You know, it's not, oh, I got filled 20 years ago. Or I got filled when I first got saved. Or I got filled when a week ago. Listen, not even a day ago. You got to be filled today. You got to be filled today. How many ate yesterday? Till you was full. Full. Like you can't even eat again. I was full. Dessert was wonderful. You crave that. You crave a dessert. So I guess I do. Especially when it's Sister Lynn's Blueberry Delight. After I was thinking about that all day at work, man. I was thinking about that Blueberry Delight. And you eat till you're full. And today after service is over, what you going to do? You're not still full from yesterday. You're hungry. You got to be full. You got to feel again. You got to eat again. That craving for food should not compare to the craving of the set apart spirit. We should want this more than life itself. We should want the filling of his spirit more than life itself. And Yah wants us to be filled. It's his desire for us to be filled. To be filled where we are overflowing. He don't want us just to be filled. He wants you overflowing filled. He wants you to spill over on other people. To maintain a level of being filled. That's what he wants. He wants you to maintain a level of being filled. So Ephesians 5:14, it says, that is why he says, wake up, you who sleep, Isaiah 26:19, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall shine on you. Listen, we need Messiah shining on us. There's things in our life that we can overlook. Small things, little sins. We don't see it, but we ask him to let his light shine on us and illuminate it to where we can fix it. This is how this whole counting the Omer thing is looking. Shine your light on us, because there's something I can get better at. There's something inside of me that I'm not doing. There's something that I'm saying that I shouldn't be saying, or something that I'm doing and I shouldn't be doing. Shine your light upon me, Messiah. Verse 15, see then that you walk exactly. That's why you want him to shine his light upon you. To see that you walk exactly not as unwise, but as wise. He wants us wise to what's going on. He don't want us unwise. He wants us to know what's happening around us. Why this is happening. Why that is happening. redeeming the time because the days are wicked. The days are wicked. Redeeming the time because the days are wicked. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the desire of Yah is. And how you understand his desires. You keep Torah. You keep Torah, you obey his commandments. Because it's full of his likes and dislikes. You don't do Torah, you don't know what his desire is. It's more than just, oh, I'm saved and I'm a Christian. Or a believer. It's not even, you know, Christians feel like you're putting some type of religion on it. Just, I'm a follower of Yeshua. If he did it, I'll do it. If he says it, I'll say it. Know the desires of Yah. Yeshua knew the desires of his father. He knew it. He kept Torah. And do not be drunk with wine, which is loose behavior. Here it is. This is being filled with the set apart spirit. But be filled with the spirit. Don't be drunk with wine. And you know, we're going to read in Acts. Hey, that I like to call him the second Peter. Because the first Kepha, he was fearful of just a little bitty old girl. But when he got the indwelling of that set apart spirit in his life, he was bold. He was bold. Be being filled with the set apart spirit, but be filled with the spirit. That's being filled with the set apart spirit. Verse 19, Ephesians 5:19, speaking to each other in psalms and songs of praise. In spiritual songs, singing and striking the strings in your heart to the master. That's what we just got through doing. My heart was just full of joy, just lifting him up praise. Giving thanks always for all to Elohim the Father in the name of our master, Yeshua Messiah. Notice, in what name? Of the master, Yeshua Messiah. You give him all the praise and the glory and honor in his name, in the master's name. The promise of the Father, his promise never, never fails. And listen, this is Genesis 12:1. And these things are repetitive. You know, we're going to see a lot of scripture that Pastor broke bread with us last Saturday with. And it's going to have a few that is just going to be repetitive because we got to grab this. We got to know that we will not make it without the set apart spirit. Will not. And that's why we're going to try to drive it home to where we can really get a hold to this, how important it is that we need it. Genesis 12:1, and Yah said to Abram, go yourself out of your land, from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land which I show you. Go yourself out of your land, from your relatives and from your father's house. You talk about faith. A walk of faith that Abraham's got to leave his family, his friends, and just trust Yah. He said, to a land which I show you. Listen, not all the time you're gonna know where you're headed or what you're doing when he's asked you. You just got to trust him and know that where he's telling you and where he's asking you to go, that he knows what's best for your life. Okay? It's like going with somebody, you're in a vehicle and somebody, you go with them and say, bring me this place. Okay, well, give me the direct. Well, I'm going to just show you. You got to trust that person. They're going to know where they're going at. Sometimes, you know, you might take a wrong turn and you're like, oh, here we go. We was just talking about this when we went to do Tim and Mary wedding in Indiana. And we was coming back to catch the plane. And Pastor Charlotte she's the navigator. Well, when you trust in a phone, sometimes it loses signal. Sometimes it recalculates. And before you know it, you're in some pretty sketchy neighborhoods. And here we are, it's dark, looking for a gas station before we get to the airport because you got to fill up the vehicle. And we pull up to this first one and I get out and the pastor hands me his car. Well, the machine didn't take the car. Well, it was better just to get back in and to try to go to the store. Because there was just, you're in Chicago. Dark. Okay, so we don't go to that one. We're going to go to the next one. So we go to the next one, and this is the first time, I'm not even kidding, I ever seen a black iron fence around a gas station. Now, you tell me if that's a neighborhood you want to be in. a black iron fence around a gas station. You talk, pastor gets out, he gets out this time. I'm driving. So he comes by the window, he says, keep it running. Sketchy. I mean, that's places you, man, you don't, that's an indicator I don't want to be at this gas station. If I got to get out around a fence, man, look, I don't want to be here. But listen, Yahweh don't recalculate. He never loses service or a signal. He's always on time. Always. And that's a promise. That's a promise. He can't lie. He doesn't break promises. Always on time. To a land which I show you. Who's willing to trust Yah even when you don't see it? Even when it don't make sense, who's willing to trust him? When you have set apart spirit, you're willing to trust him. Even when you don't see it, he's working. Amen. Genesis 12:2, and I shall make you a great nation and bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I shall bless those who bless you and curse him who curses you. And this is the promise of the Father to Abraham. And in you all the clans of the earth shall be blessed. Listen, that same promise is for us today. We're clans of this earth. It says, it didn't say in all the clans of the earth at this particular time. It says all the clans of the earth shall be blessed. And that's the promise of the Father to Abraham. So Abraham, verse 4, so Abraham left as Yah had commanded him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Think about that, 75. We got some 75-year-olds that it better be Yahweh to tell them, because who they going to trust? They can't tell me nothing. I've been down this pass 100 times. Huh? 75 years old.
Who is that?
Let us keep going. Genesis 12:5. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the beings whom they had acquired in Haran, and set out for the land of Canaan. And they came to the land of Canaan. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the territory of Morah. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. And Yah appeared to Abram and said, to your seed, capital S-E-E-D, all caps, to your seed I give this land. And he built there a slaughter place to Yah, who had appeared to him. Brothers, as a man I say it, a covenant, even though it is a man's, yet it is confirmed. No one sets it aside or adds to it. If Yahweh makes a covenant, you can't add to it, and don't set it aside and think it's not important. It's very important. After he confirms it, it says, one sets it aside or adds to it. No one sets it aside or adds to it. But the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed, to his capital S-E-E-D. He does not say into seeds as of many, but as of one. And to your seed, capital S-E-E-D, Genesis 12:7, who is Messiah? That's who the promise. The promises was made to Abraham and to Messiah. Verse 17. Now this I say, Torah, that came 430 years later, does not annul a covenant. Just because the Torah was established doesn't break the covenant that Yahweh made. Previously confirmed by Elohim in Messiah, so as to do away with the promise. Verse 18, Galatians 3:18. For if the inheritance is by Torah, it is no longer by promise. But Elohim gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why then the Torah? It was added because of transgressions. was added because of sin. It was added because of disobedience. Until the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Wow, hallelujah. Until the seed should come, until the promise was to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained through messengers in the hand of a mediator. Listen to Galatians 3:13. Just go back up a few verses. Messiah redeemed us. Hallelujah. I thank him that he redeemed us. Redeemed us from what? From the curse of the Torah. From sin, from debt. The curse of the Torah are those who didn't obey the commandment. That's the curse of the Torah. Having become a curse for us, he died for us. For it has been written, curse is everyone who hangs upon a tree. And that's Deuteronomy 21, verse 23. You cannot obey the Torah without the set apart spirit. You cannot obey the Torah without the set apart spirit. It just, how you going to know what's his desires? You got to have the Torah in order to obey the Torah. You got to have the set apart spirit. Galatians 3:14. Why? Why you got to have the Torah? Why you have to obey the Torah to have the set apart spirit? In order that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you, upon the nations in Messiah Yeshua. That's why. That's why you got to have the Torah and obey it so you can have the blessing. And what's the blessing? To receive the promise of the Spirit through belief. To receive the promise is to belief in Messiah, to belief in Yeshua. The promise from Yah is the promise of the indwelling Spirit that comes upon those who believe in Yeshua. Those who believe in Yeshua. Galatians 3:6, 3:8, it says, and the scripture, having foreseen that Elohim would declare right the nations by belief, announced the good news to Abraham beforehand, saying, all the nations shall be blessed in you. Genesis 12:3, verse 9, so that those who are of belief are blessed with Abraham. Why? What was Abraham? The believer. Said it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Blessed with Abraham, the believer. In Job 2:28, starting with verse 28, it says, and after this, after the death, burial, resurrection of Yeshua, of Messiah, it shall be that I, Yah, pour out my spirit on all flesh. How many know if Yah pours out his spirit upon you, you're going to be different? Huh? You're not going to act the same. You're not going to talk the same. The things you used to do, the things you used to like, you're not going to like. Totally transformation with his spirit upon you. He says, I pour out my spirit on all flesh. No discrimination, young, old. We're going to keep reading, male servant, female servant, man, woman. It says, on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men dreams. Your young men see visions. Parents, it's talking about your kids, but also you. You had a mom and dad. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men dreams. Your young men see visions. You know, you will proclaim and declare matter. You will speak about the goodness of the Almighty. When the Ruach HaKodesh, when the indwelling spirit is poured out on you, you will speak of his goodness. And you look, it's going to be exciting to you to speak about his goodness. You might say, you know, I'm not a very good speaker. Moses tried that. You know, I don't want to, you know, I get nervous. You know, you might feel fear. You might feel fear, but when the set apart spirit, well, you know what the set apart spirit does for you? It helps you push through it. It gives you that extra for you to speak about the goodness of the Almighty. Job 29, 2:29. And also on the male servant and the female servants. Notice, everybody, all flesh, I shall pour out my spirit in those days. Each and every one of us here, young, old, male, female, all flesh. You qualify for that indwelling spirit. We qualify for that. In verse 30, and I shall give signs in heavens and upon the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun is turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome, great and awesome day of Yah. Wow, what a day that's going to be. Great and awesome. Verse 32, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of Yah shall be delivered. Listen to those promises. Not might. Shall be. You call upon him and you shall be. Through belief in Messiah, you call upon him and you shall be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be an escape. And Yah has said, and among the survivors whom Yah calls. Luke 24:44, Yeshua promised to send the promise of Yah upon his disciples. Yeshua promised. Remember, it was promised to Abraham and to Yeshua. And then he promised to send the promise to upon his disciples. In Luke 24:44, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all have to be filled that were written in the Torah of Moshe, prophets, and the Tehillim, which is the Psalms, concerning me. You know, Pastor mentioned that you can preach Yeshua straight out of the Torah. For every word is established out of the mouth of how many witnesses? Two or three witnesses. Every word is established. Torah, Moshe, prophets, and the Tehillim. Psalms concerning me. That's not nothing I want to unhitch from. I want to stay locked up to that bad boy. I want to stay locked up, chain, padlock. We do that to some boat trailers down there. Because just like the enemy, they look in the, we got some thieves that want to steal. And they want to steal your goods. And that's just what the enemy, the adversary, want to do. He wants to steal your goods. In Luke 24:45, then he opened their minds to understanding the scriptures. He opened their minds to understanding the scriptures. Now, this is in the Brit Hadishah. This is in the New Testament. So the scriptures he's talking about is what? The Torah. He's talking about the Tanakh. That's the scriptures, because they didn't have the New Testament. And so thankful that he opened up our minds to those same scriptures. So thankful that he opened up our minds today. This is still valuable for us today, that he opened up our minds to understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. To understand his desires. And said to them, thus it has been written, and so it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer. Wow. Think about that. It was necessary for him to suffer, to rise again from the dead the third day. Verse 47. And that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Listen, repentance is teshuvah. It's turning back to him. True repentance, turning back to him. And you are witnesses of these matters. What do you call it? Witnesses. This. You're called to be a witness. We're all called to be witnesses. You might not be a pastor, you might not be a preacher, but he calls us to be witnesses of all the matters. And see, I am sending the promise, verse 49, and see, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed. You are clothed with the power from on high. That dynamite power, dunamis. Clothed with it. Listen, you're going to be a witness if you're clothed in the power. I can promise you. You will be a witness if you're clothed in his power. Acts 1, verse 4. Yeshua fulfilled that promise. Yeshua received it from the Father and sent it upon his followers. This is what happened in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Yeshua fulfilled that promise and he received it from the Father and he set it upon his followers. And he set it upon us today. That's why we say we're followers of Yeshua. We're followers of Yeshua because we want that same promise. Acts 1, verse 4 says, in meeting with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. And listen, that sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is wait. Be patient. He said, y'all don't leave. You have to wait. He commanded them not to leave, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. Because Yohanan, truly immersed in water, talking about baptism, truly immersed in water, but you shall be immersed in the set apart spirit not many days from now. Remember the little demonstration? You know, you can just, with Isaac, you can just sprinkle it. But if you pour it on him, you can tell he was immersed. It says, I like those shells. It's not, you might. No, you wait, be patient, and you shall be immersed in the set apart spirit. The ascension, Acts 1 through 6. Acts 1 and verse 6. So when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Master, would you at this time restore the reign of Yisrael, of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the set apart spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Yehuda, Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Where he says you're going to be witnesses? In Jerusalem, Yehuda, and Samaria, and in all the earth, you're going to be witnesses. Way over here in Louisiana, Beerus, Louisiana, you're going to be a witness. Listen, we're far from, if you Google Israel, Jerusalem, we're far from that. But what he says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Yehuda, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Some people say, this is where we live, the end of the earth. Huh? We come straight out of the Bible. Just tell them, well, thank you. We in the Bible, the end of the earth. Hallelujah. He was talking about us. When you receive the set apart spirit, guess what? You're set apart. And when you receive the set apart spirit, you are set apart. You don't act like people that some people do. You don't talk like them. You don't dress like them. You don't listen to the same music they do. You don't watch the same shows they do. When you're set apart, you are set apart. And listen, being set apart is a wonderful place to be. I love it. I love being set apart, no matter what the naysayers say. You know why? Because set apart, I'm doing his desire. I'm doing what he likes. I love being set apart. Acts 1:9, and having said this, while they were looking on, he was taken up, and a cloud hid him from their sight. In Acts 2:1, they were all filled and began to speak. Acts 2:1, they were all filled and began to speak. Acts 2, and when the day of the festival of Shavuot had come, they were all with one mind in one place. This is what we got to get. When we come together in one mind, we're coming up to Shavuot, but even Shabbat, even on our regular Saturday service, all week long, if we get here with one mind, can you imagine what will happen in this place? Can you imagine what will happen in your life? One mind in one place. Shavuot is a festival of ingathering and a festival of a harvest. Verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from the heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house that was where they were sitting. It didn't fill just some of the house. It says it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues of fire, just different languages, and settled on each one of them. And they were all filled with the set apart spirit. And notice what they did. Begin to speak. You're going to speak when the spirit, when the indwelling spirit falls upon you. I promise you, you will proclaim his goodness of the Almighty. You ain't going to be able to help yourself. You're going to want to speak about his goodness. And begin to speak with other tongues as the spirit gave them to speak. When you get filled with the satisfied spirit, you will speak and you will share the good news. I can promise you. Verse 5. Now in Jerusalem, there were dwelling Yehudim, dedicated men from every nation under the heaven. There was a lot of people there. So a lot of different ethnic backgrounds. Everybody was different. They didn't speak the same languages. And when the sound, verse 6, and when this sound came to be, the crowd came together and were confused. We would have been confused too in that setting. Not knowing what's going on. Because everyone heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to each other, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? Are not all these the same group of people? But yet they're speaking in many different languages, to where each and every one of their, that group of people heard them and understood what they were saying. And what they were speaking, of the goodness of the Almighty. That's what they were speaking. It wasn't just some blabber. It had meaning. It had power behind it. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to each other, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how do we hear each one in our own language in which we were born? Perathenes and Medes and Elamites and those dwelling in Aram, Naharim, both Yehuda and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, both Pygra, the Pamphylia, Mizraim, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Yehudim and converts, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues, the great deeds of Elohim. That's what they were speaking, the great deeds of Elohim. And they were all amazed and were puzzled, saying to each other, what does this mean? And others mocking them. There goes those naysayers. There goes those mockers. They had them back then and they got them now. Nothing didn't change. People is people. There wasn't no different group of people back then than what they were now. They still got them today. What they doing over there at Faith Temple? What you mean you're doing church on Saturday? Every day I worship on every day. I heard one, I was watching some pastor on, someone shared on Facebook, and I agree. He goes, I agree with the Sabbath. Yeah, it is the first day of the week, but I worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I worship him. Just mocking. He's mocking. That's what you're doing. You're mocking. He says, no, you worship me on Sabbath. You keep my Sabbath. Keep it holy. This is the day I want you to worship me on. And they were amazed and were puzzled, saying each other, what does this mean? And others mocking said, they have been filled with sweet wine. They drunk. That's what he's saying. They drunk. You ever been around a drunk? They loud. They funny too, but they loud. They loud. They boastful. You only could be around a drunk person for so long. Yeah. I know. I could imagine what people thought about me. Because, man, I tell you, I know when I get around one, it's only for a short period of time and I got to go. I don't care if it's brother, dad, mom, close family member. It's time for me to go. You only can be around for so long because they get loud. They get boastful. Man, you don't want to hear all that nonsense and noise. So that's what was happening right here. They were so loud, but they wasn't boasting about themselves. What he said they was boasting about? The great deeds of Elohim. That's what they was loud about, but they couldn't understand it. I mean, they understood in their language. They didn't know why they was doing it. They said, they drunk. People was drunk. Listen, look how they acting. Oh, but this is my favorite part. But careful. But Peter. Peter, who says, the little girl says, oh, yeah, you one of them? I don't know the man. Yeah, you one of them. You look like him. You're talking like him. No, I don't know the man, I'm telling you. And he cursed. He swore. I tell you, I don't know the man. The same Peter, this a little girl put fear in his heart to where he denied the Messiah. He denied the man he walked with every day. He denied the man who he seen miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle provided for them. He called him master. He denied the master. But this Peter here, after he was clothed with the power of the indwelling spirit, this the same Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, men of Yehuda and all those dwelling in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Listen closely to my words. He's about to lay into them. For these men are not drunk, as you imagine, since it is only the third hour of the day. I mean, nowadays, that don't mean nothing, the third hour of the day to us. Some people around here, they slamming them early in the morning. It could be the first hour of the day. They putting them down. But he says, for these men are not drunk, as you imagine, since it's only the third hour of the day. So apparently they don't drink in the third hour of the day back then. We lost that somewhere down the line. But this is what was spoken of the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days. How many know we're in the last days? We are in those last days. Says Elohim, get ready, because he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Get ready, old elders. Y'all going to dream some dreams. Don't hold them back. Don't hold them back. And also on my male servant and my female servant, I shall pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and splendid day of Yah. He's reminding them of what happened in Joel. He's telling them. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of Yah shall be saved. Verse 21. Here we go in verse 22. He starts preaching Yeshua after receiving the promise of Yah. He starts preaching Yeshua. Listen, men of Israel, hear these words. Who he starts off with? Yeshua of Nazareth. The same Yeshua who he denied in front of a little girl. Now he's preaching them. Yeshua of Nazareth, a man from Elohim, having been pointed out to you by mighty works and wonders and signs which Elohim did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. This one, Yeshua, this Yeshua of Nazareth, given up by the set purpose and foreknowledge of Elohim, you have impaled and put to death through the hands of lawless men. Listen, this didn't set right with them. They didn't believe in Messiah, first of all. And he's telling them that this Messiah, y'all impale? And put to death through the hands of lawless men? Verse 24, him Elohim raised up, having loosened the pangs of death. Because it was impossible that he could be held in his grips. Yeshua, filled with the set apart spirit, it was impossible for death to hold him down. For David says concerning him, for David says concerning him, I saw Yah before me continually, because he is at my right hand, in order that I should not be shaken. For this reason my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad, And now my flesh shall also rest in expectation. Listen, when you're a believer in Messiah, you can rest in your expectation. When that time comes where you have to rest, you rest in expectation. You don't fear it. Because you know the same spirit that raised him from the dead, guess what? It will raise you. It cannot hold you down. The same set apart spirit. Because you shall not leave my being in Sheol, nor shall you give your loving committed one to seek corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall fill me with joy in your presence. Psalm 16:8-11. Notice what he's quoting. He's quoting the Tanakh. He's quoting it. That's why we have to listen. We're in these last days, and we need to be able to quote the Tanakh, the scriptures, just like they did. It's valuable to our lives that we just immerse ourselves in the scriptures and be able to quote it. Men and brothers, verse 29. Let me speak boldly. Men and brothers, let me speak boldly to you of the ancestor, David, that he died and was buried. And his tomb is with us to this day. He just wanted to, this David, he died, and guess what? He's still buried. Waiting on the resurrection. Being a prophet, then, and knowing that Elohim has sworn with an oath to him of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, to raise up the Messiah to sit on his throne, to sit on the throne of David. Foreseeing this, he spoke concerning the resurrection of the Messiah, that his being was neither left in Sheol, nor did his flesh see corruption. His flesh didn't even see corruption. It didn't decay not one bit. Elohim, verse 32, Elohim has raised up this Yeshua, of which we are all witnesses. Look, he's still preaching to them. This is Peter still laying into them. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of Elohim, and having received from the Father the promise of the set apart spirit. Who received the promise? Yeshua received the promise from the Father. And then he poured it out upon his followers. He poured it out upon his disciples. He, Yeshua, poured out this which you now see and hear. Yeshua, now what you're witnessing, Yeshua poured it out upon them. What you see and hear came from him. Verse 34, for that we did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself said, Yah said to my master, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool at your feet. Psalm 110, verse 1. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain, let all the house of Israel know for certain that Elohim had made this Yeshua, whom you impaled. Again, he's letting them know who you impaled, both master and Messiah. And having heard this, they were pierced to the heart. That's what it does to you. When you're full of the indwelling of the Spirit and you clothed with it, when you begin to speak, it's going to pierce hearts. It will begin to pierce the hearts of many. And said to Kephas, said to Peter and the rest of the emissaries, men and brothers, what shall we do? That's what'll happen when you're full of the Spirit. When you go to witness about the goodness of the Almighty, that's what is going to pierce their heart. They're going to say, what I have to do? What do I have to do? And Kephas said to them, repent. That's the first thing you got to do. Teshuva. Repent and let each one of you be immersed in the name of Yeshua Messiah for the forgiveness of sin. Baptism. That's what he's talking about, baptism. And it's important. People think that's not important, that you have to be baptized. It's very important. Very important. Be immersed in the name of Yeshua Messiah for the forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the set apart spirit. Verse 39, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off. We're that far off bunch. As many as Yah, our Elohim shall call. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that he called us. That he called us, that Elohim called us, and we're heir to the promise. And with many other words, verse 40, he earnestly witnessed and urged them, saying, be saved from this crooked generation. Verse 41, then those indeed who gladly received this word were immersed. Listen, you got to receive it with joy. You got to receive the word with joy. Sometimes the word hurts. Sometimes the word don't feel good, but you still receive it with joy. Because he loves you. Received this word, were immersed, and on that day about 3,000 beings were added to them. Acts 4:1. Now listen, they was filled in Acts 2, right? It was filled. But they had to be being filled. You got to keep on being filled. Because in Acts 4, the apostles were filled again with the set-apart spirit. In Acts 4, that's just two chapters. The apostles were filled again with the set-apart spirit. And we're going to see why. Acts 4, verse 1. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the set-apart place and the Sadducees came upon them, being annoyed. I guess they was annoyed. After Peter done said all what he said to them, they was annoyed. That didn't suit well with them. They were annoyed because they taught the people and had announced the resurrection from the dead in Yeshua. What do you mean Yeshua is alive and we killed him and he's alive? That we impaled, you telling us, Peter? We impaled him? And they arrested them and put them in jail until the next day. For it was already evening, so they had to spend a night. But many of those who had heard the word believed. Many of those who heard, remember, it pierced the hearts. And the number of the men became about 5,000. And it came to be on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem, as well as Hanan, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and Yohanan and Alexander, and as many as were of high priestly descendant. They had all the big dogs in the house. We need all of them. We got a problem. We got a situation going on right here. This Peter done got a hold of something. And having placed them in the middle, they asked, by what power or in what name did you do this? What power and what name you do this? The same Peter with the little girl. Now he's in the middle of all the high priests. And having placed them in the middle, they asked, by what power or what name did you do this? Then Kepha, filled with the set-apart spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if today you are called to account for a good deed towards a sick man, by whom he was, whom he has been healed. Because this man, once he was healed, he was jumping and shouting and praising God and praising Yah. That's what this is talking about. Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of that guy I denied right before he was getting ready to be crucified, now I'm proclaiming him. Because something, I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't act the way I used to act when that set-apart spirit got on Peter. If today we are called to account for a good deed towards a sick man by whom he has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel, verse 10, that in the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, whom you impaled, whom Elohim raised from the dead, y'all impaled him, but Yah raised him. By him, this one stands before you healthy. By him, that man stands before you healthy. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. And it's Psalms 118, verse 22. And it says, you know, if you read that, it says, and the stone that the builders rejected, he didn't use the. Y'all. He said, you builders, y'all rejected him. He's become the chief cornerstone. And there is no deliverance. And this one here kind of got me. And there is no deliverance in anyone else. No deliverance in anyone else. You can't go in this little boot and talk to this certain man and say, you know, forgive me of my sins. I did this, 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 and this. What he says? And there is no deliverance in anyone else. For there is no other name under the heaven given among men by which we need to be saved. No name given to men under heaven. Wow. So much can be said about that. And seeing the boldness, seeing the what? The boldness of Kepha and Yohanan, and perceiving that they were unlearned and ordinary men. Guess what? Men, that's us, women, unlearned and ordinary. Huh? That's qualifying for me. That's all I needed right there. Perceiving that they were unlearned and ordinary men. I'm about as ordinary as it gets. They marveled and they recognized that they had been with Yeshua. They recognize these ordinary men been with Yeshua. See what happens when you spend a little time with him? And seeing in verse 14, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could not contradict it. Can't say it ain't happened. This man was bound for years, and there he is standing in our midst. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they consulted with one another. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with them. Okay, y'all go aside for a second. We gotta discuss what we're going to do to y'all. Because this can't be happening. We can't allow this to happen. You can't be proclaiming in that Yeshua's name. They consulted with one another, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that an outstanding miracle. It's kind of crazy, huh? They knew it was a miracle. But yet they still don't want to believe it. Why? Because they proclaimed it in Yeshua. And we all know they wasn't a big fan of our master. Saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that an outstanding miracle has been done through them. And apparent to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. And we are unable to deny it. We might not like it, but we can't deny it. We can't deny what has taken place. It's apparent to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. But in order that it spreads no further among the people, let us strongly threaten them. Let us strongly threaten them. To speak no more to anyone in this name. You know that might be a day. Not that might be. A day is going to come. That they're going to try to impress us. The church. The believers. With the same stuff. They're going to demand. That we don't speak in that name. To anyone. I want that set apart spirit. I don't want to have that First Peter mentality. To where a little girl scares me. I want to have it to where I speak boldly. I want to speak just what he's about to say to them right here. Verse 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak to all nor to teach in the name of Yeshua. He was teaching in the name of Yeshua. Listen, don't speak. Don't you. No, Peter. Y'all can't do it. Don't do it. You can't speak in that name. But Kepha and Yohanan answered them, said, whether it is right in the sight of Elohim to listen to you more than to Elohim, you judge. Listen what he said. For Verse 20, it is impossible for us not to speak of what we saw and heard. It's impossible. You can't help yourself when you're clothed with the indwelling spirit. You can't help yourself. It's impossible for us not to speak of what we saw. And having threatened them further, they released them, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, because they were all praising Elohim for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old. They couldn't deny it. It was not like this was a baby. They watched this man 40. He's 40. And now he's leaping and shouting and praising Elohim. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been done. And having been released, they went to their own people. I thank God for our people. You know who's our people are sitting in this place today? This is my people. And we got some powerful people up in here. Listen, you want somebody, you want your people to be someone you can count on to pray for you. Someone to lift you up. To want someone to go on to the Father on your behalf. When you're feeling dry. That's the people you want. And having been released, they went to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders said to them. And having heard that, look what they did. They lifted up their voice to Elohim with one mind and said, they begin to pray. They begin to pray with one mind and said, Yah, you are Elohim who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Listen to this prayer, powerful prayer, church, powerful prayer. Psalms 146, 6. You are the Elohim who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Who by the mouth of your servant Dawid said, why did the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The sovereigns of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against Yah and against his Messiah. Psalms 2, 1 and 2. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your set apart servant, Yeshua, whom you anointed, both Herod's and Pontius Pilate and the nations and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose decided before to be done. And now, Yah, look on their threats, their threatness. Look on their threats. And what he's asking for, and give to your servants all boldness. Listen, they had boldness in Acts 2. He says, give to your servants all boldness to speak your word. There's going to come a time, like I said, we ain't going to be able to. It ain't going to be free for us just to speak his word. But I want to pray this prayer. I want to remember this. This is a verse I want to be writing down. I want to have this one. To give your servant all boldness to speak your word. Be being filled. They was filled in Acts 2. He had boldness in Acts 2. But what he's saying, all boldness to speak your word. By stretching out your hand for healing and signs and wonders to take place through the name of your set apart servant, Yeshua. Everything's going through Yeshua. Got to have belief in Yeshua. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they came together was shaken. When they prayed, they didn't pray for the place to be shaken. They were just praying for all boldness. But Yah decided just to shake the place. Listen, he might not shake this building here, but I want him to shake this place. You shake me to where I got all boldness. We need a shaking. We need a shaking. You want this shaking. Says, by stretching out your hand for healing and signs and wonders to take place, the name of your set apart servant Yeshua. And when they prayed, the place where they came together was shaken, and they were all filled with the set apart spirit. They was refilled with the set apart spirit, and they spoke the word of Elohim with boldness. Listen, boldness has a source, and it's the set apart spirit. You can't get boldness without the set apart spirit. You can get boldness, but it has to come from a source. We need this set apart spirit. We need it daily. You might have got it 20 years ago, but you need it for today. You need it for this hour. Yah answered their prayers in Acts 5:12. You think he listens? He listens to his people. He answers their prayers. Acts 5:12. And through the hands of the emissaries, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one mind in Shamo's porch. We got to get this one mind thing down pat. We can't have different minds. You know, I want to do it this way, or you got to come together in one mind. But of the rest, no one had the courage to join them. However, the people made much of them, and more believers were added to the master, large numbers of both men and women. Large numbers of both men and women. Verse 15, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches. Why did they do it? We just read in Acts 4:30 about a stretching of your hand and healing and signs and wonders to take place through the name of your set apart servant, Yeshua. Verse 15, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow, he ain't even got to touch them. You talking about being filled? Being filled to where Kepha, as he just passed by, they was being healed. They was being delivered. They was being set free. By the shadow of Kepha, passing by might fall on some of them. A large number also gathered from the surrounding cities of Jerusalem, bringing sick ones and those who were troubled by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Just by the passing by. They were all healed just by the shadow. Hallelujah. Well, I hope y'all see the importance of how we got to grab hold of this set apart spirit, because it's going to be impossible that we make it. Impossible. Because there's going to be times that's coming. Tough times. And without it, we won't. That's the truth. Without it, we won't. So I hope y'all see, between last Shabbat and this one and the next week, that these scriptures are important, that we got to grab hold of this. Amen? He's so good to us. His promises never, ever fails. His promises through Yeshua, to Abraham, through Yeshua, then Yeshua passes it on to us. So good. Amen? So let's stand.